This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's opening day for the Buffalo Bisons just after 2 o'clock for first pitch today against Rochester. Pat Malacaro now joining us from the ballpark. Voice of the Buffalo Bisons. Morning, Pat.
Joe, great to chat with you. It's always fun after all the plans that we go through every season to get ready for today that it's finally here. I love opening at home instead of being on the road. Mm-hmm. 2:05 can't come soon enough.
2:05 today, so you'll be on the Bet 1520 starting at 1:05 today for some pregame coverage of the season. And let's get into, you know, what I saw, by the way, the GM said today about, or was it yesterday, about the 50-degree guarantee. If it's under 50 degrees, then there's a guarantee with your ticket.
Yeah, if the temperature at game time, and we're going to rely on Buster for this one, so I know he wants to please the fans. If it does not get to 50 degrees at first pitch, fans will get a game ticket to come back in April again. So even if the Bisons win today and the temperature doesn't get to 50, it's a double win for the fans today. And, you know, looks like hopefully the rain is going to hold out. Every forecast that we've seen and heard today is that we'll definitely get through pregame, start of the game, should be good throughout the course of the game. So still plenty of time to get down here and hopefully enjoy a dry day at Salem Field.
I just said to Joe a little while ago, I don't think I've ever seen thousands of people cheering for exactly 49 degrees in my life. But that's what's going to happen today, just so you know. They want it as warm as possible, but give me that free ticket.
It's always funny because the third base side is the sun side of the ballpark. Mm. So, you know, when you get to later in the day, you see everybody migrate from the first base to the third base side, because we all know when it's cold out, you just feel 5-10 degrees warmer in the sun, and when you're in the shadows, it's 5 or 10 degrees colder. So everybody kind of heads over to third base no matter what the temperature is.
All right, so today against Rochester, let's start with some of what you expect in the ballpark if you're coming down today or for games coming up. The food offerings this year, that's always my first question. What are we looking at for some ballpark food?
Yeah, it's Salem Field, right? So you can get the same great staples of a Salem's hot dog here at the ballpark to go along with your beverage of choice. Our friends at Salem's, we know they're more than just a hot dog company, and they put out some great products. A buffalo wing dip this year is going to be one of those new items that'll be served here at the ballpark. You can get it some of the concession stands. The Consumers Pub at the Park restaurant has a good buffet. So, something we bring back, we're happy to bring back this year. It's not a food item, but everywhere I go, fans have ice cream and Dippin' Dots in those mini helmets. We didn't have them for so many years. That's one of those things that'll be back for fans to enjoy on select dates this year, of that souvenir you can take home from the game and kind of display it if you want at home.
There's a new sound system in the ballpark, too?
There is. And you think about, this ballpark opened in 1988, and a lot of things are original to the ballpark, including the sound system. The speakers themselves are the same. They've been in the ballpark for several years, but it's everything behind the scenes, all the wiring that's been beaten down by 35-plus years of Buffalo winners. All that stuff needed to be replaced. And let's be honest, you guys know it too. Technology has changed so much. We can broadcast from our cell phones now. The technology has changed. We have 7 or 8 rack units. They're about 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, and they held old school amplifiers in them. Those have all been replaced, new wiring. Everything has been whittled down to one single rack unit where everything goes in and out of. It's digital. Our friends at Capstream, who are from Olean, so that's another great part of this story, is it's a local company who came in, rebuilt our sound system from the ground up, essentially, for us. And they can, at any time, just go in. If something doesn't sound right to us, they can go in, adjust a couple of things, tweak it here and there. And that's another part of this as well is, you know, we always listen to fan feedback, whether it be game times, the sound system, the concession items, whatever. This is one of the most talked about items on the ballpark to-do list. And finally, we're glad to finally have that checked off the box.
You have opening day today and, of course, a lot of other great theme nights, theme days, lots of promotions going on. They do a great job over there at the Buffalo Bisons, including, by the way, the Micah Hyde charity softball game in itself on May 4th. And then Kids Day and, of course, Star Wars night as well. What can you tell us about some of the new theme nights and the ones that are returning, Pat?
Yeah, this year for Star Wars night, it's Ahsoka is the theme of the jersey. Our general manager, Anthony Sprague.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Greg has been trying to get this jersey approved by Lucasfilms for several years. And that's one thing I think fans should know is every team does a Star Wars night, but not every team is able to send a script to Lucasfilms to be approved. And those in-between inning vignettes that eventually result in an on-field fight scene at the end of the show before fireworks, that's something unique to us. Well, we've had such great success with dates like Star Wars Night or even Superhero Night in the past. We're adding to it this year. Harry Potter Night in August is going to be, I think, one of our biggest nights of the year. There's a scarf giveaway. We have one sample of it in the ballpark. It's a really good quality scarf. It's got all the four colors of the different houses from Harry Potter on it as well. So fans are going to want to come and get that at the ballpark this year. And my personal favorite is Reverse Retro Throwback Thursdays for fans of the Sliding Buster logo. I know that's one thing on social media people ask all the time. When is it coming back? And we're throwing it back to 1998 with the modern twist on it, where it's the Sliding Buster jersey, and it'll be sleeveless. I know that was the look in 98 and 99. That was the theme of the futuristic look of sleeveless jerseys. The Bisons will wear sleeveless jerseys with the Sliding Buster and the cap as well every Thursday starting April the 10th. I can't wait because I've helped plan a lot of those fun things of that day out. I can't wait for that to first get here in April.
The reverse retro jerseys, the reverse is that the colors, though, will be the current color scheme, right?
Yeah, and red, white, and blue color scheme as opposed to the green, black, and red color scheme of the 98. And that's the other unique part of this is we all know that Soaring Buster, that Soaring B logo from the championship year in 2004, but the Sliding Buster with the Soaring B on the cap of these reverse retros is paying tribute to that 1998 season where they only wore that look 1 year, and then it kind of got scrapped. And we really don't like the look of this. Let's change it to just the Soaring B. So we're not just throwing it back, but trying to pay tribute to what was a championship year here in 1998.
Yeah, those will be worn, I see, on April 10th against Durham. They'll be wearing those, and then other nights throughout the year. So What about the team itself? Players to be excited about? Maybe guys that are highly thought of in the Blue Jays organization? What are a couple of players that you've got your eye on this year?
Yeah, there are two players in the top 10 in the MLB pipeline top prospect pool for the Blue Jays. Relvis Martinez was here for the majority of last season, get suspended for 80 games last year, but came back at the end of the year and is back as the number three prospect in the Blue Jay organization this year. Did get to the big leagues for a game as well. Excited to see him in a Bison uniform again this year. And Jake Bloss was acquired from the Astros as part of the Yusei Kikuchi trade. It was Bloss, Joey Loperfido, who's here in Buffalo, and Will Wagner, the son of Billy Wagner, all three acquired in a trade. Bloss is the number six prospect on MLB Pipeline's list, and he's a guy that can throw 6-7 pitches. I think of Chris Bassitt, the comp I've been given was Chris Bassitt with more velocity. He can throw upper 90s fastball with good movement on it, 6-7 different pitches he can throw at you, and somebody the Blue Jays are very high on. So much like Alan Rodon made his Major League debut yesterday after being the International League Player of the Month in August here in Buffalo last year, that's one of my favorite parts of this job is we get to see all these young players, all this young talent here in Buffalo before they go to Toronto, and then to see their Major League debut. There's going to be a lot of those stories hopefully here this year.
All right, Pat Melicaro, 2:05 first pitch. He'll be on the call today against the Rochester Red Wings. Sal will be there. I'm planning to come, Pat, solo with a book is my plan. Taking the game.
Love while it.
Reading a little bit too. Reading Moneyball. So seems like the appropriate book, baseball book.
Great book.
All right, Pat, thanks for joining us today, and enjoy the season. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Pat Melicaro, 1520 today, if you want to listen to the play-by-play of that game. When we come back, let's get into Diggs a little bit. We talked with him, with Ben Volin, about the role Diggs will have in New England. I want Sal's opinion on just the Patriots in general and the division, and I think they're kind of climbing to maybe being the biggest threat. I don't know how much of a threat that'll be right away, but good conversation about New England this offseason. That, when we come back, 803-0550 is the phone number. It's a Friday. We're heading into the weekend here on WGR.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.